Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
About a month ago, our CBS Sports Radio Entercom affiliate in Baltimore, 105.7 The Fan, held a Big Mo show. Our friend Mo Gabba, from his bedroom, hosted his own radio show. And for 4.5 hours, fans and listeners and citizens of Baltimore, family, teachers, people that he knew, people that he didn't, celebrities, Ray Lewis, John Harbaugh, Buck Showalter, multiple Orioles players, called in to all tell Mo over 4.5 hours how much he meant to them. And it was the most remarkable show of love and appreciation I'd ever heard on Sports Talk Radio. The man behind it was Jeremy Kahn. And he has been with Little Mo and Little Mo's family for so long by his side. We lost Little Mo yesterday. And he has battled cancer for the entirety of his 14 years. But I wanted to have Jeremy on the show today to talk about his feelings as we remember Mo Gabba. Jeremy, good morning.
What's up, DA? I got to say, it was a little unfair to play that for me. Got the waterworks going early. But, yeah, I mean, the kid was special. And you know it because, I mean, you came down and saw him. And during that radio show, he's just a natural. I mean, he was born to be behind a microphone or in front of an audience. And it's just the little things that I'll remember. And, you know, me being very fortunate to be close with the family and have a chance to see him, you know, 5-6 days a week when I could, in between working and getting over there and spending time with him. But over the past, I'd say, week and a half, he really started to fade. And I got a chance to see him yesterday, probably around 1 o'clock. And I kind of had a feeling that we were close. And I started my show last night, and I got through the first segment going into the second segment and got a text from his mom saying that he had passed. And then I had an interview set up at 6:30. I got through the interview, and I just told my audience, I said, I can't do this tonight. I don't have it in me to fake my way through a radio show that I just don't feel like I could finish. So I canceled the show and then went over and spent time with the family last night.
Jeremy Kahn, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, joins us this morning after the passing of Little Mo last night. And if you go on Twitter, Little Mo is trending. Hashtag RIP Mo. Hey. He means so much to so many people. You were around him more than anybody else that I know. What do you think it was about Mo that touched so many people so deeply and so genuinely?
Well, I think, first of all, when you hear his story, it does. Like, if you have a heart, it's gonna touch you. He has the most infectious laugh, which I know everyone on your show has heard when he calls in. And, like, realistically, you never know what he's going to say. I mean, we were at Orioles Fan Fest, and he told Manny Machado not to get suspended. You know, we're doing the show with John Harbaugh, and he said he thought the Tennessee Titans were a little bit more prepared. And I mean, he doesn't mean it to, like, he's just a kid. And sometimes we forget it because he is so intelligent when it comes to sports, and he knows what he's talking about. And then he's a kid at heart. You're over there with him, and he's watching SpongeBob, and he's enjoying that. But, you know, more than anything, it's just how positive he is. Like, it's so incredible to see a kid that's been dealt the worst hand. I mean, he's been in a hospital over 75% of his life. He's blind, but he doesn't let you know that he's blind. He always says, "It's nice to see you." You know, I'm playing video games with him. People go, "How does he play video games?" I said, "Well, first off, he hits a ton of buttons, but like, he's so intelligent that he'll listen to someone else play those video games on YouTube, and then he picks up all the sounds." I mean, he's just an impressive young man. And when you meet him, it really does. It changes your life. And, you know, he stole a big piece of my heart. And, you know, it's kind of weird because at first, you know, I coach basketball here, and I got two kids that are 18 and 17. And I've coached them their whole lives. And I love basketball. And all these kids that I've been coaching, I've become not their father, but I've been like a father figure to a lot of them, where they come over, they hang out at the house, or I'm taking them to tournaments, or they're spending weekends with me, whatever it is. And at first it started off with Mo, like, you know, kind of being like that father figure. "Hey, how you doing, little guy?" And then he became my friend, which is, I don't know if it's strange to say that you befriend a young child. And by the end of all this, it felt like he was my little brother. And, yeah, this one cuts deep.
Well, little Mo was one of the most special, if not the most special, human beings that I've ever been around, and I think that I ever will be around. And you had this amazing story when I came down to Baltimore and you and I spent some time together about how you guys as a radio station went to his school a couple of years ago, and he was supposed to just say hello on the mic and thanks for being here, etc. And he took the mic and basically emceed the rest of the event. He was a natural. He was a ham, and people loved him. Tell us about that anecdote.
Yeah, I mean, I had a couple events, but the first time we met him, he did this really sweet thing where he started calling in, and then we learned about his story. And then he sent us a letter in Braille, but they had it, you know, they actually set it aside, but they wanted us to show it that he wrote it in Braille and then something that we could read it in, asking us to come to his school. And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm in." And then I talked to my former co-host, Scott Garceau, who's now one of the voices of the Orioles, about coming in. And he was like, "Yes." Yeah. So we went down there. We still have the picture up on social media the first time we met him. And Scott was like, "Hey, let's do who's on first." And I'm like, we started doing that. So these kids, like fourth and fifth graders, and they're looking at us like, "What the hell are these guys doing?" and then it's like, well, but, you know, they had Mo come up and said, "Hey, Mo, come tell everybody about these guys." And Mo grabs the mic, and as he goes to introduce us, I mean, he's on the mic for like 10 minutes. Like, he just steals the show. I'm like, why the hell are we eating up here? Because this kid, and these are all kids that he knows. But on top of that, I did a fundraiser for him with Trey Mancini, and there's a group in Baltimore called Be More Around Town that plans like road trips and stuff like that. And they set up this fundraiser. So they had a tailgate before the 49ers game last year. And Mo gets up on stage. He's like, "Baltimore, what's up?" And then he just keeps revving the crowd up. And you got 49er fans like, "Who the heck's this kid?" That are just, everybody just falling in love with him. And he was so engaging and well beyond his years, man. And I know, like, you getting a chance to sit with him. And I already told you, like, some people get it. It's just so easy to be nice to people. And you know, when you see a guy like Mo, I think it changes you to a degree. I always felt like I was a good person, but I feel like I'm a better person now having, you know, spent some time with him.
Jeremy Kahn joins us, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. You're right. He changes your DNA. He changes you forever. There is nothing that will fade about Mo. Mo will always be with me as strong as ever by just spending time with him and getting to talk to him and hearing him call this show. Your radio show with him, as you co-hosted Mo a couple of weeks ago, was, as I said at the start of this hour, one of the most remarkable radio things, radio segments, shows, moments that I've ever heard. And I think it might be the most remarkable thing I've ever heard in sports radio, because sports radio, as you know, is defined by us complaining about some manager's boneheaded decision, some player that gets paid too much money. It's always the same thing. And for 4.5 hours, I listened to a sports talk radio station, and all it was an outpouring of love that had nothing to do with a team, but just a regular person. What was it like to be shotgun on the Mo show a couple of weeks ago and get to experience all that?
I don't think I'll ever do anything better than that in my entire life. You know, you sent me one of the nicest messages, because you do this for a living. You understand what it's like, whether or not you're trying to get in and out of breaks, make sure the show flows. At times, Mo could be like unbelievably talkative, but then again, you got to realize he's a kid, and sometimes there's short answers. And as the show went on, I could see he was getting a little bit more tired, even though he was still very ramped up during the commercial breaks. and so there's an ebb and flow to it that I tried to do justice. And you sent me a really sweet message telling me that you thought I did a great job with just guiding it along and being there when I needed to be there. But, you know, just like I won't forget the commercial breaks and the conversations we had. And then, you know, my mic goes out and he goes, "Uh-oh, Jeremy's mic just went out. I guess you're going to have to listen to me for the rest of the night." He was ready to take it over, man. And, you know, joking with his mom and the fallout from the show, the outpouring of love. And you mentioned that he's trending. Like, if I get on Facebook or Twitter right now, almost every single message is about Mo. And it just shows you, like, how many people he's touched. We had Adam Jones calling from Japan. After the show was over, there were plenty of people that couldn't get in. Stone Cold Steve Austin has been calling him routinely every Sunday. Robert Downey Jr. sent a video from Maui. You know, like, it's crazy that we were able to get that. And just a couple days ago, Manny Machado sent a video, and Manny said he was thinking about him. You know, it's just like that night. I mean, I had a conversation with my wife, and I'm like, I don't know that I'll ever do anything as good as this. And I actually talked to her about, you know, getting out of radio and just saying, you know what, because I mean, I'm a mess right now, and I'm actually surprised I'm holding it together as well as I have been, because last night was just, it was rough. So, you know, once I found out that he had passed during my show, I raced over there, and I did get to spend some time, you know, with the family, hold his hand a little bit. You know, it's one of those weird things, but tell him how I feel about him. I don't know, man. It's just, you know, that show is something that I'll never forget. And I kind of rushed things to a degree because I thought that this may happen. And it's really weird when you have, I don't want to say you have a secret, but you know something that you can't tell everyone. And you want to tell everyone how important this is, that you get involved and you're a part of it. But you don't want to overstep and say something you shouldn't, because it's not my place to tell everybody what Mo's going through. And I'd always try to allude to it or like let them know without, you know, as I said, overstepping. But we just had so many people that wanted to be involved with it. We raised so much money for them. We just had a fundraiser on Sunday that raised another $11,000 for the family. So now we figure out where we go from here, and the family has to pick up the pieces. And I just can't stop thinking about his mom, Sanzi, who's just an absolute warrior for all that she's been through.
No doubt. And as you say those words, I'm sure I have listeners out there, all of them saying, if you need us to help, we will help. So you say the word, and I'm sure the D'Aliens will be right there behind you to support the family and whatever it is that needs to be paid for in this time. I can remember exactly the feeling that I had listening to you and the Mo show, because it was 4th of July weekend, and I was at my in-laws' house. We were outside of the backyard, and I was streaming your show, Mo's show, on my phone, and my wife was next to me and one of my best friends next to me, and we were marveling at how beautiful the whole thing was and how remarkable it was that every single guest was just this celebrity or major athlete or somebody that everybody knew or somebody so dear to him, close to him, a teacher, a friend, or just a general Baltimore listener, and everybody had the same outpouring of emotion. And when I think about John Harbaugh, Buck Showalter, Ray Lewis, multiple Orioles, Adam Jones, Trey Mancini, etc., all of them really earnestly needing to tell Mo, hey, you're my hero. Hey, you mean a lot to me. I said, this is amazing. And you did do such an exquisite job of guiding it along, but allowing Mo to really flourish and shine. I want to know, these athletes, these coaches, these teams, they see a lot of people in distress and they do a lot of great things in the community. It feels like Mo struck a different chord with Harbaugh, with the Ravens, with the Orioles inducting him into the Hall of Fame. What do you think it was about Mo that really touched a group of people that routinely come into contact with people that have had health issues and other issues in the community?
You know what it is? It's that, I mean, go, if you don't listen to any part of the show, just listen to the first 3 minutes and it'll tell you everything you need to know about Mo. Mo gets this gift of where he gets his own show and gets to talk about whatever he wants. And the first thing he wants to talk about is his friend Justin that died of cancer the night before. And he does a moment of silence for him. And it is, and it's so cute too, because I tell Mo, I said, hey, we can do a moment of silence for as long as you want. And then he picked 6 seconds. I don't know where he came up with six, but we did, you know, 6 seconds of silence for his buddy Justin. And I think it's the stuff like that that you can kind of see with him, and people understand that, you know, he's a kid, but he's just got the biggest heart, and he's so positive about everything. And I think that's what comes through. Even some of the Orioles that, like, most people wouldn't know, and some of the players, like, you know, he's touched those guys where they reach out. And I had people begging me to be a part of the show. Like, hey, please let me be a part of the show. Please let me call in. I've got messages from athletes yesterday after he passed that were either sent to me or sent to someone else about how much he meant to them. And, you know, they'll never forget him. And then on the day where he got inducted into the Orioles Hall of Fame, so there was all this stuff that was going on, and we were rushing it, where they sent the Orioles set up something where we were going to get a note in Braille, and it was being mailed to my house. And we had these awful storms, and they were unable to deliver it. So one of the guys, a local guy that's been involved with all this too, Eric Arditi from Barstool Sports, he drove all the way to York, Pennsylvania, and picked up a Braille copy of it and took it down, and that's what they read. If you saw the video, one of his family friend and Braille teachers read it to announce that he was getting in the Hall of Fame, and he was supposed to get sized up, so I believe he was going to get his own uniform. So, I mean, he missed out on a little bit of stuff, but he got to experience so much. So, I mean, I think it's all those things that he encompasses that is important.
You knew him as well as anybody besides his mom, I would say. And so I think the most important thing about Little Mo today is carrying on his message and forever embodying his message. In your words, in your heart, what do you think Little Mo's message should be for all of us?
I think it's just be positive and be kind to one another. That's the thing that, at least in my mind, he's always said, you know, no matter what's going on, he tries to stay positive and think about the good thing. And, you know, I thought long and hard about this last night because, I mean, I was throwing my own little pity party. And, look, I'm allowed to sit here and cry. I'm a grown man. I'm not afraid to cry. He's taught me a couple different things, and I felt like a part of me died with him last night. But truth be told, a big part of him is just going to live on with me. And I started doing this thing with my friends, which, I mean, it sounds really silly, and I'm not trying to be corny, but I have a close-knit group of friends that are like family. And, you know, six, seven different guys. And we tell each other we love each other all the time because you just never know when something's going to happen. And I feel like that stems from Mo and just how much, you know, how much joy and how much positivity he brings into the world. So, I mean, my goal now is to make sure nobody forgets him. And there's a lot of cool stuff coming up. But, you know, it started with the Orioles putting him into their Hall of Fame, which I think is awesome. And, I'll be watching the Orioles play the Yankees tonight, and that's a weird thing in and of itself because of what happened with the Marlins. And I'm sure they'll have something for him, and I can't wait to see what they put together.
Well, from the very deepest part of my heart, I thank you. And I think a lot of our listeners feel the same way. I know my crew feels the same way, that we had somebody like you with him for so long, especially at the end when it felt really good to have somebody who loved him by his side, playing video games with him, spending time with him, and being a conduit to him like you were for all of us. And your momentum and your energy to get that show done for him from his bedroom in the last month of his life is an extraordinary feat. And I know how much he touched you, and you did him such a service and an honor that nobody else could have done. So we all thank you very, very dearly. And we are right here with you. The DA Show forever will fly the flag. And however it is that we will remember Mo, however you want to remember Mo, we are right here with you.
Hey, look, I told you this before, man. I appreciate you. And you said it. He's done way more for me than I think I could ever do for him. But This was a friendship that I'll never forget. And again, DA, appreciate all that you guys did and everyone out there that's helped. It's been pretty incredible, and the outpouring even now on social media, it's been overwhelming. I still have over 100 messages I haven't responded to, and I haven't even checked my email yet. So just tells you enough about him.
Jeremy, you're the best, man. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.